nation should come separately.
Rashi says, let each nation come to complain to me separately. Shneimer the pasuk says, that they should gather together umim by nation, and we darshin vein la'oim ela malchus. Loi means a kingdom. Shneimer the pasuk says, by Esav and Yaakov, ulo'im milot yemots. When one nation is strong, the other one will be down. So loi means a nation. So more is the question, is there any like avruvia means mixture between Hashem? Hashem could take care of everybody. Like Rashi asked the question, we know that on Rosh Hashanah every single Jew gets his din the exact same time. Kulam niskorim b'sirachas, they're all hit the same time. Shenemar it says, hayoytze yachad libam, k'diyam of Rosh Hashanah. So, like, there's no such thing as a avruvia, a mixture, a tumult in front of Hashem. So what's wrong if all the nations come together? Hashem can take it. So Marin says, Ela rather, ki heichad lo liyavua inu. It's better for their sake that each nation should come separately, that they'll be able to taina, to argue better. Vadi adodi, te lishomu maidi yomlu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like they themselves, will be able to hear what they have to say. Now this, if there's a whole bunch of people, each one says this, that one, you don't hear a clear complaint. If each one comes separately, their complaint, what they say, will be heard better. So for their sake, Hashem said, you know what, you have complaints, each one comes separately, let me hear each kingdom by themselves. So Mar says, Nichnasa lefonov malchus roi metchila. The first nation to come in front of Hashem, this is lost in Lavoi, is going to be Rome. They're going to be the first ones. My time, what's the reason Rome has the schus to come first? Mishum de chashiva. Because they are chashiv, they're important. They're the most important nation there was Rome. Uminolan, how do we know this? The chashiva. How do we know that they are chashiv, that Rome is the most important one? The chashiv is a pasuk in the Neil that says, v'seichol kol aryo, the lead up, either they'll destroy all the world, for to deshina, v'sadikina, they'll trot over the world. Nam Reb Yechanan, zu raimi chayevis. This goes on Rhine, the Russia Rhine, Shetiva Yotze B'chol Olam, that its Tivoy, its nature, its like Malchus kingdom, will be spread over the whole world. It's culture, good. Like we'll soon see, the Gemara later brings down the Gemara Sanhedrin we had, that the Gemara says that Asida Tras Shetipa B'yad Rhine, Haino Samach B'yad Samashiach. That 9 months before Mashiach comes, the Malchus of Rome will be spread out over the whole world. Who's the Gemara Sanhedrin? So Mashiach, you were talking about lost of love yesterday, Mashiach, so Rome was spread out over the whole world, whatever this means. How do we know now? The man, the Choshev Ayel Bereisha, the one that's more Choshev, more important, he has the right to have his judgment to come to speak to Hashem first. Maybe if you're more important, maybe Achron Choviv, maybe we should let you come last. So Mar says, no, Kedem Rav Chizda. The Yomer Rav Chizda, Melech V'tzibur, this is a look in Rosh Hashanah. When you have a Shalom, a Psak Din, you have two people waiting online. There's a king, and there's a Tzibur, Hedjoitim, regular people. So who comes in first to receive their Mishpat on Rosh Hashanah? So Rav Chizda says, Melech Nichnas Chila. The king, for sure, he'll have a right to come and to have his judgment first. The Nichlas Ladin. Shinam the Pasuk says, Lasois Mishpat Avdoi or Mishpat Amoi. That Mishpat Amoi Yisrael. That first comes Mishpat Avdoi, it goes on David HaMelech, he was the Melech, he was the Eved of Hashem, that David HaMelech's Mishpat will come first. Rashi said, no, Mishpat Avdoi Shleim HaMelech, goes on Shleim HaMelech. That the Melech will come first, and then will come the rest of the Am for their judgment. So you have a Pasuk, okay, but time of mind, what's the reason though? Why do we take in the Melech first, or whoever is more choshev, he receives his din first. One reason is lav urchari. It's not a normal manner. Lemeisav malka meyavroi, that the king should be waiting and standing outside. So if you run line, one svari is take the person that's more choshev first. So the king comes first. Or here by the king, by the malchus, malchus roim comes first. By the goyim, they were the most choshev. Another answer I can answer you is that mekaimei deleifush charoinaf, before Hashem is full of anger. So Rashi explains it means that if Hashem dons people, so the more he hears that people did chatoyim, the more angry Hashem becomes.
So the later judgment you have, it's a mashla like Hashem is not in such a good mood. But when you start off judgment, if you hear good things, very good. When you start hearing that your own people did bad things to you, it puts you in a bad mood. So therefore, the later judgment you have, that could be the worst of a judgment you'll receive. So therefore, there's a schus to become first. So who do we let go first? The person that's more chashuv. The melech, he's more chashuv, he goes first.
Should be the other way around.
You're preparing yourself for shana is to put yourself first in line. That's first come, first serve. You need to put yourself first in line to get in first. Alright, the kids say Rome was picked first to come to talk to Hashem. So, he is Omalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Melech Rome, the whole Malchus, when you were living on this world, we're talking about now again, lost in love, whatever that means. But Hashem asked Rome at that time, what did you do when you were living in this world? What was your business? What were you doing here? So Imrim Lefonav, the answer in front of Ribon Hashem, the answer in front of Hashem like this, Harbe Shvakim Siklinu. When we were on this world, we built a lot of roads, Shvakim. Harbe Machtsoya Siklinu. We made a lot of bathhouses on this world. Harbe Kesav Zav Habinu. We improved the economy very much, that everybody had silver and gold, was easy to live in our times. And you know why we did all this? We're such good people. The Kulam Lo Yasinu Ela Bishvil Yisrael. All this we did was only kedai the Jews should have a good life, and kedai shi'asku b'Torah, that they should be able to learn Torah. That's what the Rome comes to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself when they see Hashem. This is loss of love. After Mashiach comes, after they'll see the Emes. So Amulam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to them. He doesn't say they're liars. He just says, Shaitim, you're fools. Shaitim Shabalim, you're big fools in this world. That I know, and you know, that kol ma'asheh sisam, atzorech atzmechem asisam, whatever you did in this world, you did it purely for your own sake. Tikaktem shvokim lehoishav lem zoynish. You made nice roads to have nice zoynish. You meet them in the roads there, the quiet roads. Machtsoyis, you made nice bathhouses, ladim em atzmechem, to make your flesh nice and smooth, ladim, to make yourself nice. Kesev v'zov, and that's what you say, you added kesev v'zov into the world, that you should know, shalihu. That's my department. Shinevan Apostolic says, Li ha-kesev, li ha-zov, nu Hashem. That gold and silver comes straight from Hashem. Nu Hashem tzvokos. So Hashem says, listen, klum yesh b'chem magid zois. Do you have any edus? Do you have any proof to me that you did zois this? Now, did you learn any Torah? I started out that Hashem said, whoever learns Torah could come and receive reward. So you're coming for reward. Let me hear, do you have any edus? Anybody could say that you really learned Torah? Shinevan Apostolic says, Mi bochem yagid zois, and v'ein zois ela Torah. Zois always means Torah. Shinevan says, v'zois ha-Torah shesha Moshe. Here. So obviously, Rome had no edus. Nobody could say that they learned the word. All they did when they was alive was try to destroy the Jews. They were very mean to the Jews. So therefore, miyad, right away, yotzu b'pachin nefesh. They went out with a broken heart, that they saw they cannot win over Hashem, and they lost the case. Now the Brisker Rav asked the question, what's going on here? We're talking about now lost at Lavoi. This is the time when the Goyim will see the truth, they'll see the Melech HaMashiach, they'll see who Hashem is. So how could Rome have such a chutzpah to open up his mouth to Hashem and say, we did all these good things to the Jews to let them learn Torah, when everybody knows Rome was our biggest enemy. They was always there to kill us. So he explains like this to Brisker Rav, that lost, the apostle really starts off in Bereshis, Bereshis Baruch Lakim, there's a medrash that says, Rashi brings down, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Rashis, and Bishvil Torah Shenikra Rashis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world for the sake of the Jews, and for the sake that we should learn Torah. So Brisker Rav says, the pshat is, whatever the Goyim do, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it for the sake of the Jews. So really, really, whatever they did was for our sake, was for the good of our sake. And therefore, loss of love, they'll know that's the emes. That whatever the Romans did, well, only the outcome is for our sake. So therefore, they're coming to ask for reward. Even though when we actually did it, that was not our intentions. Our intentions were to be wicked, to be bad to the Jews. But you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, took those actions, and you made it to be good for the Jews, so we deserve reward. That was the taina. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say you're liars, it's a good taina. But Hashem said, you are shaita, you're a fool, for that you did not receive reward. By your go, you go after your actions, what your intentions were. Your intentions were only for yourself, even though the outcome was good for a Jew. But by Goyim, you don't go after the outcome, you go after what their machshava, what they thought for Shas Maisa. And for Shas Maisa, the Goyim thought to do bad to us, therefore they received no reward. So that's first Rome.
Now the second one to come in is Yotze Malchus Roim, V'nichnas Malchus Pras. Second one in line is Malchus Pras the Persians. Achrehem. My time. What's the reason? To Achashiv Basra. That's second in line. Second most important. When we know, how do we know this? There's still a pasuk in Daniel that says V'yaru Cheva or Ochoru Tinyono Dormi L'Doyv. But the second nation is like a doyv, like a bear. And V'tanya we learn V'toni Rabbi Yosef Elu Pasoyim. Who are these second nations, second in line? Those are the Persians. Sha'oichlim v'shoisim kedoyf. They eat and drink like a bear. They fill themselves up. Or mesubolim b'bosa. They're fat with a lot of meat on them, like a bear. Kedoyf. Or megadlim sar kedoyf. They like to have a lot of hair on them, like a bear. V'ein lem menuch kedoyf. And they have no rest. They're always running around like a bear. Has no rest. That's what the pasuk calls. That's why they're second in line like a dove. Is amalem akarish baruch hu. But also to them, listen, the Maya Saktim, what did you do in this world when you were alive here? I'm Lafon, they said back to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, how big Gisharim Goshana, we made big bridges when we were here. And how big Kerachim Kivashna, we captured a lot of cities. And how big Mechomas Asin, we made a lot of wars. Like we quiet everybody down, we took over. And what did we do this for? The Kulam Lo Yasinu El Mishvil Yisrael. All our attentions, what we did here was to make an easy life, that the Jews could have it easy. Kadeshi Yisasku Torah. We fought all the wars, so the Jews should be able to sit and learn Torah. That's what the Persians said to Hashem. So again, the Brisker Rav says, now loss of love, where they see the emes, that could be the outcome of it. So therefore, they ask for reward. Omelam HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, kol ma she'asisim atzorech atzmecha mesisim. But your intentions at the time when you were doing it was not for the sake of the Jews, but was for your own sake. Tikantim gishorim lito behem meches. You made nice bridges in order to collect good taxes. Kerochim, you made nice cities, lasas them on Gariyah, in order to have a lot of workmen to work for you. Or taxes, Rashi says. I mean, you had people, a lot of cities, in order to show work for you. Milchamis, and that you say you made wars, that you should know, aniyasisi. Any milchama that takes place, that's only with Hashem's consent. He's the one that makes the war. Shneur Apostle says, Hashem ish milchama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that fights, that makes Muhammad. Klum yesh bechem magid zois again. Do you have anybody here that can say, Edis, that you learned the Torah zois? Shinemrit says, mi bechem yagid zois. Anybody here that can tell us about zois? And v'yein zois ala Torah. Shinemrit says, zois ha-Torah v'shashom Moshe. So Hashem said, Lamaisa, did you learn any Torah? Do you have any proof? And the answer was no. So right away, miyad, yotzu melefone apache nefesh. So Pras also left Hashem with a bad feeling, with a broken heart, as if to say they feel bad, they couldn't outwit Hashem. Shemori asked the question, but Pras, you smart people, v'chim meyacha d'chazias malchus Pras, l'malchus roimi, t'lei mahanya, once Pras saw already that Rome's tainas did not win out, of course the same taina, that we're going after the outcome, not what our real intentions were. So once Pras saw that Rome lost on that taina, so why did Pras even come to open the mouth? It's talking about loss of love right now. It's talking in front of Hashem. They should have shut up already. My time, Eiloi. So I'm going to say like this. Inu Sasri Beis HaMikdash. The Romans, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash Orishan. They destroyed it. Therefore, they have no hope. But Vianan, the Persians, Beninun, the second bias, Kurish, build it, help build it. He was up from Pras. So therefore, maybe we have a schus. Yeah, but Hashem said still, the question was, did you learn Torah? And you did not learn, you have no reward. The same thing, the chol umavim, every single nation will get their turn to argue with Hashem. So again, the question is, all the other nations saw the way the first two lost, so what did they come and complain for? What hope do they have? Again, Savri, they thought, yes, we have a lot of hope. The Romans and the Persians, they slaved the Jews. They made us work hard. They put us in slavery. That's why they didn't win out. But Vietnam, the other nations, we did not make them work. We didn't put them into exile. So those rhymes and pras put them into shibud, but not the other nations. Talimur says, "Maish nohani dechashivi, maish nohani dechashivi lehu." Why? What makes Rome chashiv? Like by a Jew, he's a tzaddik, he does more mitzvahs, he's more chashiv. But by the Romans, they're a shoyim,
So what makes them more chashim, more important than pras? So for instance, mishum dahanech moshchi b'malchusayu ad yosem mashicha. Because the Romans, their malchus will be spread over the world all the time until Mashiach comes. And that's what Tosfos Pargah, we said before, that moshchi mashicha means, either Gemara says that asid and pras shtipa biadroimi. I know that some of this, it says mashka both of them, that pras and Rome, both malchus will spread out until the Mashiach. So today says the question, either Gemara Sanhedrin says that pras will fall into Rome, mashka will only be Rome. So today says that's only the last 9 months before Mashiach comes, that Rome will be taken over everything. But up until then, pras will also be around.
Yeah.
Come with a new time now, all of them together now. They had a new conference, all the Goyim. They come up with a new complaint to Hashem.
Did
you give us the Torah that you're saying, having questions why we didn't accept it, we didn't learn it, you didn't give it to us? That's our new complaint. Oh, you didn't give it to us, we're not to blame. So Moriah, so me Muslim Emach, could the Goyim say like this? For Aksil, we know the Pasuk says, V'yemer Hashem, Yisinai Bo, V'zorach Masei Olamoy, Aksil, L'kai, Mitaymon, Yovoy, my boy, this one is Hashem coming from Seir, or my boy, was it coming from Poron? His own Rabbi Yochanan, Malamed comes to teach us, at the beginning, Sheach Zira, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Kol, Uma, V'loshen. First, the Kodesh Baruch Hu went around to every single nation and language. For like Kiblu, to tell them to accept my Torah. And they all said no. It said, what does it say there? Some said, Lois Tignoi, we can't steal. They said, nothing doing. We live on Geneva, we can't take it. So the Goyim did not accept the Torah. So what are you telling me that Hashem did not give it to us? Hashem gave it to you, and you said no. Chubaitzu Yisrael the Kiblu, till Hashem front came to Klai Yisrael, and they accepted it. El Radahochi Amri. This was their, they had another summit. And they come up now with this complaint. El Amri Klum Kibalnu Vulai Kinanu. Do we accept it in order that you could have complaints why we didn't learn? True, but that's it. That we did not accept it, therefore you can't have complaints. V'yaldor Tavrasinu. So Hashem says, no, and this is your, we're going to break you for this. This is the time of the complaint against you. Amar Lekibatu. Why didn't you accept it? You can't tell me that since we didn't accept it, therefore we're not going to be blamed why we didn't learn Torah. But that's Gufra Taina. Why didn't you accept it? El, so, okay, question, what does this mean exactly? What kind of Havmin was this? El, rather, Kach Oymi Lefonav. This is what the Goyim say. Lefonav. Ribbono Shel Olam. Klum Kofres Aleinu Haka Gigus. Like Yibalnu. Listen, even when you went to the Jews, so you also didn't want to accept the Torah right away. What did you have to do? You took a mountain and put it over the heads and say, if you don't accept the Torah, you're going to die. So a big kunst, they accepted it. We would have done it also. You would have come to us, the Romans, and took up a big mountain and say, if you don't take it, you'll die there. We also would have. So what kind of time is this? You should have kofel and hakagigas. Kumoisha sisal Yisrael. Tehsir vayisiyatsu besachtas, or they were sitting on the bottom of the mountain. V'yomer avdimi b'achoma. Malamed on the bottom doesn't mean the bottom, means underneath it. What do you mean they're underneath the mountain? Malam comes to teach us, Sheakofa Kodesh Baruch HaKagigas, Hashem picked up this mountain on top of them like a barrel. Al Yisrael, on top of them. V'yomalehem, Imatem Mekalem Et HaTorah Mutav, you accept this Torah, okay, I'll put the mountain down on the side. But V'yomalav, if not, Shom Teik V'raskem, the mountain will come tumbling down on top of your heads, and you're going to be in your grave. So what's the big kunst that they accepted the Torah, they were forced to? So Miyad, right away, Yomalehem Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's see what happened before. Let's see. Yashmenu means the old news. Let's see what happened. Shinamrit says, for Rishoinus Yashmiyunu. Like, let's look at history. That will tell us. Listen, Sheva mitzvah shikibaltim. But seven mitzvahs you did accept. The Sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach, that's the guy did accept. If so, let's see. Heche kiyamtum. Were you mekayim your Sheva mitzvahs? So I see even things that you did accept, still you didn't keep. So even if I would have given you or forced you the whole Torah, I see clearly you would not do it. You would not be mekayim it. Still have you even things that you accepted, still you do not do. Ominon, how do we know the loy kaimu that the goyim did not listen to the sheva mitzvahs leinoyich? The Tony Rabbi Yosef. It says, Omad Vayimoidet, Eretz. He got up and he trembled the earth. Ro, he saw Vayat the Goyim, he trembled the Goyim. Now, my Ro, what did Hashem see that he made the earth tremble? Ro, Zayin Mitzvahs. He saw the seven Mitzvahs. She Kiblu Alayim, B'nei Noach, that the Goyim accepted upon themselves. V'loi Kiyaimum, that did not keep it. They did not keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. So, Kivon Shloikaim, since they did not keep it, Omad V'tirum Lehem, Hashem got up and was mad to them as if to say, no more mitzvahs. We're taking away the mitzvahs. It's mutter. You're allowed to do what you want. So we ask the question, is Guru Yisker so the gaining on the deal? In Kain Motsim Chaytin Yisker, you see here the Goyim, since they did Averis, they did not listen to the Sheva Mitzvahs, so Hashem got angry at them and took away the mitzvahs. So who are they gaining on the deal? Is that a svara that usually a Chayter loses? A Chayter does not gain on the deal. Some of my brother Ravina like this.